Ladies and gentlemen, if I may, I'd like to call court to order. Judge Walker is fighting a bug. I'm confident between Judge Walker and Matt Dillon and Hoss Cartwright, they'll beat the bug, but he is home fighting the bug today. I'd like to ask Commissioner Eddie Arnold to lead us in the invocation, and I'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. All rise, please.
Please pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to live in this nation where our freedoms are numerous and sometimes taken for granted. Lord, I ask that you give us, this elected body, the guidance and wisdom to make the right decisions that are legal, ethical, and that are representative of the residents of Jefferson County. We ask a special blessing for those that are less fortunate than us and for those who don't have freedoms of worship or a government that represents their interests. I pray all these things in your precious name. Amen.
Join me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Under purchasing, item A, receive and file bids for dual frequency diver hail sonar system for the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department. Item B, consider and possibly approve job order contract with Jamel and Smith Construction for repairs to entrance door hardware at Ford Arena in the amount of $18,580. This is in accordance with Texmas Contract 5-56060. Item C, receive and file the job order contract for this same item. Item D, consider and possibly approve the renewal term contract for insecticides, herbicides, spray adjuvant for the Jefferson County Mosquito Control District with ADAPCO, Alenza, B&G Chemical, Kiminova Incorporated, CPS Incorporated, Red River Specialties, and Univar for the period of March 1st, 2010 through February 28th, 2011. Item E, consider possible disposition of salvage property. A body mic system is authorized by the local government code by donating it to a public governmental entity, to wit, the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department. Excuse me, the Jasper County Sheriff's Department. Item F, consider possibly approve an auction of surplus property is authorized by the local government code to auction by Horns Auction Incorporated. This auction is scheduled for Saturday, March the 6th, 2010 at 9 a.m. Addendum, item G, consider and possibly approve a job order contract, Jefferson County Clerk's Office, renovations with Centerline Construction Services Incorporated in the amount of $49,185.83. This is in accordance with interlocal agreement with Harris County Department of Education. Item H, receive and file a job order contract for this same project. Do I have a motion to include all items under purchasing? We have a motion by Commissioner Senegal. I have a second. Do I have a second?
No.
I have a second by Commissioner Eddie Arnold. Is there any further discussion? If not, I'll call for the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Under County Commissioners, consider and possibly approve receipt filing of meeting minutes and end of year financial statement for the Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 1. And item B, consider authorizing the county judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Bevel Oaks for the provision food establishment permitting and inspection services. I have a motion to approve the items A and B under County Commissioners.
So moved.
A motion by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any further discussion? If not, I'll call for the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motions carry. Under County Auditor, consider and approve budget amendment, constable, precinct 8, replacement vehicle, debiting automobiles, $19,959, and crediting capital contingency to the same amount. Then item B, regular county bills, check number 335789 through check number 336038. Please make note of a change from 035 to 038. Do I have a motion to consider or to approve the items under county auditor?
So moved.
Have a motion by Commissioner Sinegal. Do I have a second? Have a second by Commissioner Alfred. Is there any further discussion regarding these items? Not, I'll call for the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motions carry. Victims Assistance Center, consider and possibly approve a resolution to accept matching funds grant from the Criminal Justice Division to continue the operation of the Jefferson County Crime Victims Clearinghouse Victims Assistance Center for the fiscal year 2010-2011. This grant is made available pursuant to the Victims of Crime Act. The matching funds will be in the amount of $50,000. Judge Manis?
Yes, Commissioner Donaine, if I don't mind, if I could speak to that for
Judge,
just
if
a
I
moment.
May, is there a motion? Is there, do we have a motion?
So moved.
We have a motion by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Alfred. Judge Manis?
Let me, Commissioner Alfred, you're absolutely correct. I am stealing her thunder. But it's hard for a department head or an official to toot their own horn, and so I'm going to speak for Misty because she has done such a great job, and I want the world to know. This Victims Assistance Center, all of us, myself included, we've been doing it so long, we take it for granted. Those of you that remember Jane Doviak, 20 years ago we started this. Jane came to me and we visited about the need for equal treatment for victims. We spend a lot of money on criminal defendants. We provide them with a lawyer. We provide them with food. We provide them with all the necessities of life. We provide them with medical care, psychiatric care. But we, back then, we provided our victims with nothing. And so we created, with this court's help and many civic organizations' help, one of the very first civic crime victim centers in the state of Texas. We started out with a budget and a grant, and since then the grants have twiddled down. We used to get $150,000 in grants, and as you see, we're asking you to accept $50,000, and I feel that you will. And I want to compliment you for continuing the Victims Assistance Center. We started out with 2 full-time employees and 2 volunteers. Now we have 4 full-time employees, numerous volunteers, 4 or 5 at any given time, and these ladies handle over 1,000 victim cases a year. We have done, since we were created 20 years ago, close to 15,000 cases that have gone through the Victims Assistance Center. There's no doubt that with their help in court accompaniment, we work with the Garth House and CASA with our young victims. We go to crime scene when called with our victims' ladies. And so with all that, I want to thank Misty and thank you for allowing us to continue this. And I think it's one of the best thing that Jefferson County and the Commissioner's Court and, of course, my office and Misty has done. And if you have any questions, I'm going to let Misty stand here and answer them for you. If you have any questions.
Judge, on behalf of the court, I'd just like to say, when I go to these conferences with other counties across Texas, I listen to them talking about new and innovative programs that they're thinking about doing. And in so many cases, like our CASA program, our Crime Victims Assistance Program, all the programs, we've been doing them for 10 years, and other counties are talking about this new innovative program that our district attorney has been doing for a number of years. I compliment you. I'm proud of what our office does when I go around the state and talk to other counties.
I think we're on the cutting edge with our drug diversion, our drug courts, our Garth House Child Advocacy Center. We had the second one in the nation. A lot of people don't realize that. Second one in the state of Texas because Lubbock beat it to it. But any event, if nobody has any questions, we hope you once again approve this great center so we continue to do the, or they can continue to do the great work they do. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Yes.
There's no further discussion. I'll call for the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Judge. Thank you, Misty.
But let's do give that organization and Missy and the judge a round of applause for our appreciation of what y'all do.
Before we close court, I would like to mention one thing. Within the next couple of months, people are going to be receiving their packets from the census. There'll be more information as we move towards people actually receiving those packets, but this court's been asked to do a very preliminary statement regarding Take 10 in 2010. They estimate that it takes about 10 minutes to fill out the packet. And we're going to start trying to get the word out to our citizens that these packets are extremely important. They may be a pain in your busy schedule to sit there, and some of the questions you scratch your head and you wonder why they need to know that. But the fact is that the results of that census determines how we're represented in Austin, how we're represented in Washington, and the final result being that can mean millions and millions of dollars to Southeast Texas and to Jefferson County, depending on the results of our 2010 census. So we want to encourage all of our citizens to start thinking about the census and to encourage them to take that 10 minutes that it takes to fill out that packet. This county and this region, Southeast Texas, will benefit from it in the long run. So there's no further business. The good of the county, meeting's adjourned. Thank you.